And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. An inmate has died as the COVID-19 outbreak inside the Eddie Warrior Correctional Center in Muskogee County continues. The Oklahoma Department of Corrections has not identified the inmate at the minimum security facility in Taft, other than saying she was middle-aged and had been hospitalized with COVID-19 symptoms. More than 700 women have tested positive at the prison, making the Muskogee area outbreak the worst in the country, according to national rankings. Ellen Stackable, who runs a nonprofit called Poetic Justice, which works with inmates at Eddie Warrior, said this to KWGS last week.
I try not to think about it because I'm very anxious. And I think the reason I've been working so hard that people understand what's going on there is if I didn't do everything I could and somebody I loved there died, I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
DOC claims they're unsure if COVID-19 was responsible for the woman's death. And Oklahoma is changing the way it calculates coronavirus data, and we may expect higher daily totals. State Impact's Catherine Sweeney reports.
State officials announced several changes to Oklahoma's coronavirus data policies on Friday morning. The state is updating which data it will report, how it will collect that data, and how it will be displayed. Health officials have always tracked results from the tests known as antigen or rapid tests, but those tests were considered less reliable than the standard PCR tests or the nose swabs. Positive antigen tests have not been included in total cases. Officials said Friday those tests have improved, and daily cases will include antigen positives starting next week. Officials are also partnering with Google to modernize how they collect data from health providers. Under the current system, the state was getting reports through several channels, including fax updates and call-ins. Lastly, the data dashboard available to the public on the state's coronavirus website will get a redesign, which also launches Tuesday. For State Impact, I'm Catherine Sweeney.
Dr. George Monks of the Oklahoma State Medical Association says the change is a positive one and that the new numbers will more accurately reflect the state of the pandemic in Oklahoma. I'm Chris Polanski. This is KWGS News.